Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I had a great time of worship yesterday as we looked at being pure. As we continued our Summer with the Sun sermon series as we and work our way through the Sermon on the Mount, talking about the purity that God not only expects and demands from us, but that He creates in us. So I pray and hope that you had a great weekend. I know for many it was a long weekend with the holiday there in the middle of it. And some had Friday off. Some may have today off as they stretch out the weekend with the 4th of July being on a Saturday. But it's good that we can live as those free to serve, as those who have been made pure by the blood of Jesus, as those who choose purity in the way we live. And so each week, or each morning this week, we're going to be talking and praying about a different aspect of purity that God desires in our life, that He creates in our life. I want to begin today by talking about a pure offering. Malachi chapter 1, verse 11 says, God's speaking through the prophet Malachi. He says, "My name will be great among the nations, from the rising to the setting of the sun. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to my name, because my name will be great among the nations, says the Lord Almighty." I would imagine, I know it's true in my life, that the amount of time that you spend thinking about a gift for someone varies greatly depending on who that person is and what their relationship to you is. There are times where you're invited to something, you figure a gift is expected, but you don't have a lot of relationship. It's a casual acquaintance. It's something that you kind of feel expected to go to and participate in, but you just grab something. So that'll do. That's good enough. There are other people in your life, I would guess, that you spend a great deal of time thinking about what you could give them that would be meaningful to them. That would not just be useful in a practical sense, but would be useful in a special sense. And you want it to be just right. You don't want any flaws in it. You don't want it to break right away. I mean, that would be horrible. Give something unique and special to a special person, and it breaks as soon as they open it. And God says, because of His name, because of who He is, we ought to bring a pure offering. Now, it's easy to think, as He's talking about the purity of the incense and the offerings to God and the way that we worship Him, He's talking about the stuff that we bring. And in context, that's definitely a big part of it. And God's design and desire and instructions for the way that the people were to bring offerings of sacrifice, to bring offerings of bulls and goats, of sheep, lambs, as they were to be pure, they were to be spotless, they were to be without blemish. The reminder that God Himself was holy and there was none like Him. And therefore, it would be inappropriate and even repulsive to bring your junk. Yet I think about the years that I served in youth ministry and how many times people would give their leftovers. Oh, here's an old broken down couch that the trash man won't pick up, but the youth could use it. And don't get me wrong, it was nice to have something to sit on that wasn't the floor. But it wasn't their best, and they knew it. They didn't claim that they were given their best. In that case, then many times those who did give the leftovers to the youth room or the youth group were giving their best in other areas. But the purity of the offering was designed by God to, I believe, foreshadow the purity of the real offering that God wants, and that's you. And that's me. In fact, God says in His Word that He really wasn't after the blood of bulls and goats. He was after the hearts and minds of people. The New Testament tells us that everything written in the past, the Old Testament, the laws and the prophets were written as tutors, as instructors for us to learn from, so that with the help of God's Spirit, we would understand what is it that God wanted. And what He wants is a pure offering. What He deserves because of the greatness of His name, because of Him being God, is purity in us as we offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. And so we give of our time, we give of our money, we give of our talents and abilities in purity because we give of ourselves in purity. A purity not that we've created on our own, but a purity because we've been willing to be washed in the blood of Jesus. I think of Naaman the leper, the leprosy, and God sends him to Israel, to the prophet of God, through the message of a servant. But because Naaman is important and this military official in his country, he expects better treatment than what he gets. In fact, the prophet doesn't even come out and talk to him in person. But he gives him these instructions to go dip yourself or wash yourself in the Jordan River 7 times. And the man, thinking that the instruction was to actually clean himself, he says, well, that's foolishness. We have better rivers in my home country. The Jordan's filthy. If all I have to do is take a bath, I can do that at home. And sometimes the enemy uses that same deception. When the Bible tells us to be immersed into Christ, when we see the examples of people putting their faith in Jesus and being baptized by immersion into Jesus Christ because God said so. And they'll say, well, why would I need to do that? That doesn't make any sense. I can clean myself. Why do I need to be buried with Christ in water? And we kind of become like Naaman, thinking it's all the same. But I believe that was an example to show us that it isn't all the same. It's not the magic of the water of baptism any more than it was the magic of the water of the Jordan. The cleansing was the obedience to God. And when we live life and offer ourselves as a pure offering, we're able to do so because God has cleansed us and made us pure. We come to Him in our brokenness, in our filth, in our dirty garments. And we die to all of that. And we're raised, cleansed, whole, pure. And we become a pure offering, devoted to God, useful in the Master's hand. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself and has created us in Your image from the very beginning. And then we've messed that up, and we continue to mess that up, and yet You choose to purify us so that we are a pure offering. And as we are washed in the blood of Jesus, as we are buried with Christ, so that we die to self and to sin and can live a new, pure, cleansed life, we find that that transforms not just the giving of ourself to You, but it transforms everything else that we give. And our offering becomes pure because we've recognized the greatness of Your name. And because of the greatness of Your name, because of the greatness of who You are, we've said yes to whatever You say. It's been our desire to please You, to honor You, to obey You, to love You like You love us. And so, God, today, help us in all of the things that we offer to You, may it all be pure. Most of all, in that offering of ourself, may it be a pure offering because we've been cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And help us to lift up Jesus as the one that makes purity possible. Not just in our life, but in any life that would come to Him and respond in obedience, in faith, that as we lift up Jesus, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.